This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. From Honolulu, a verdict has finally come down in a case that turned a scenic birthday hike into a bloody struggle for survival on Oahu's cliffs. A jury has found anesthesiologist Gerhard Koenig guilty of attempted manslaughter for a brutal attack on his wife, Arielle, along the Palipuka Trail. Now, this wasn't the second-degree attempted murder conviction prosecutors were gunning for. After 8 hours of deliberation, the jury opted for the lesser charge, citing extreme mental or emotional disturbance. The facts of March 24, 2025 are harrowing. What was supposed to be a birthday hike ended with Ariel Koenig fighting for her life. She testified that her husband looked her in the eye, said, "F*** you, you're done," and tried to hurl her off a cliff before bashing her head with a rock.
Hi, someone's currently being attacked on the top of Palipuka.
Where?
There's a man trying to kill her. She's blood all over her face.
Where is it at?
Palipuka, the hike at the lookout.
Okay, so Pali
on the top of
lookout.
She's on the Palipuka hike, and he's currently attacking her.
Okay, where? How far is the hike? Or is it in the entrance? Where?
We're probably like 5 minutes into the hike. Really quick.
Yes. Okay, what are you seeing?
We heard her screaming, "Help! Help! Help me! Help me!" And then we saw a man over her, and then she crawled out with blood over her face, saying that he's trying to kill her.
Does she know him?
I don't know.
That call placed by one of two women who stumbled upon the scene. They found Koenig straddling a bloodied Arielle. Prosecutor Joel Garner told the jury the attack was so violent, pieces of the rock actually broke off into Arielle's scalp. Throughout the three-week trial, the defense painted a very different picture. Gerhard took the stand himself, claiming he was the victim, that Arielle tried to push him off a cliff during a selfie and hit him with a rock first. His attorney, Thomas Otaki, slammed the prosecution, accusing them of spinning a he-said-she-said story to fit a predetermined theory. But the jury heard a different story from Koenig's own son, Emil. He testified that his father called him on FaceTime right after the incident and confessed, saying Arielle had been cheating on him and that he had tried to kill her. The motive? A crumbling marriage and an emotional affair Arielle was having with a coworker. Arielle described a home life defined by Koenig's controlling behavior and constant demands for physical intimacy. As the verdict was read Wednesday, Gerhard Koenig dropped his head into his hands, facing up to 20 years in prison. For Arielle, the chapter is closing. She has filed for divorce, surviving a birthday hike that was nearly her last. More crime and justice news after this. In Ohio, a terrifying Easter Sunday encounter was caught in vivid detail on a home security system. 1 a.m. in Warren County, the Miller family was in bed when their cameras showed a car pulling into their driveway, headlights killed. The footage shows a man, later identified as 23-year-old Anthony Long, getting out of his car and kneeling in the driveway to pray. He then approaches the front door once, twice, pounding louder each time. The homeowner, Tiffany Miller, says she woke up thinking her daughter was locked out, but when her daughter actually arrived home moments later, the stranger was still there, sitting in his car. That's when Tiffany's husband, Andy, stepped outside to confront him.
Hey, bud, you got the wrong door?
I'll kill you in the name of Allah.
Go! Go! Go!
Following that explicit threat, Tiffany says Long pulled a knife on her husband and eventually sped off in pursuit of their daughter, who had luckily already fled the scene. Authorities caught up with Long shortly after at a nearby gas station. He's now behind bars at the Warren County Jail, facing a string of charges including aggravated menacing, trespassing, and criminal damage. While the religious language used during the attack is disturbing, the Millers are just thankful they walked away physically unharmed from what they describe as a deeply frightening random act of violence. Long is currently being held on a $75,000 cash-only bond for the Franklin Township incident, with additional charges pending from a separate road rage call that same night. Baltimore police are asking for the public's help to find 27-year-old Branson Odor. The accountant vanished early Saturday, April 4th, after leaving a Fells Point bar alone, having been separated from friends celebrating March Madness. Surveillance video shows Odor stumbling out of the Horseshoe Came In On saloon around 2 a.m., wearing a tan shirt and hat. Police recently recovered his electric bike in Harbor East, but Odor remains missing. He is African American, 5'9", 150 pounds. If you have any information, please call 410-396-2499 or dial 911. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.